I'm going to try my best to hit as many high points as possible, and I hope that somebody will help me keep track of time because I always run over. LLCs and corporate officers. This is one of the big hidden hazards that's come up a lot recently because a lot of people don't realize that whenever you have a corporate officer or a member of an LLC who is involved in the management or operation of their own enterprise, if they are receiving compensation in return for personal services for their enterprise, they are an employee of that enterprise under the rule in that Fifth Circuit case from 1962. You'll find that mentioned in every single tax department Rule 13 appeal decision involving the employment status of corporate officers or members of LLCs. I've got detailed background material on that in the paper, so you can check that, or you can call me or send me an email. Transfers of compensation experience. Every time there's a business acquisition, one business acquires another, there's always going to be follow-on circumstances to that, usually involving a transfer of compensation experience. If there is shared ownership or management between the companies, it's almost inevitable that the compensation experience, meaning the taxable wage base and the chargeback history from the predecessor, will transfer to the successor entity. And that always has tax consequences for the successor entity. Moral to that story, anytime you acquire a business or one of your clients acquires a business, tell them to take that into account when negotiating the purchase price for the business. It is possible if a successor acquires part of an organization, that it will get just the compensation experience dealing with that part that it acquires.